Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, along with you here on this Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and it's just me and you this morning on the toll-free line. We've had a lot of fun with this the last couple days since we got the antenna back in working order, so we will continue to take the phone calls, and today is going to be a very interesting day in Marion, for one particular reason at least, and we will talk about that as the morning progresses. Do want to give you a couple updates here. Number one, I just want to give you a little state of the station, and as I have said and as we have done this over the past, I don't know, how long have we been doing this now? Probably since February. We'd just like to give you an update as to what is going on here at the radio station in regard to the FCC, because it was published in the newspaper, and obviously we get the information first, so we want to give it to you. And at this time, basically what happened was they had requested information. We sent that information in mid-March. In late March, they sent another letter asking for more information, and more information was sent in last night. So we will see how that all shakes out in the end, is kind of how that will go. But I will tell you, and I do mean this sincerely, and I would say this as plainly as possible to anybody, it's interesting how life works. And all of you that have a belief system, whether that is church or just some kind of higher power or whatever it is, some people say karma, whatever your belief system is, it's very interesting for me, because as we've been on the air for nearly 7 years, June 10th will be 7 years the station has been on the air, and what is interesting to me, since February, we had never had an issue with the FCC. In 7 years, never had an issue, and back in February, obviously, this issue started, and then I guess it was late March, for the first time in 7 years, the connector on our antenna broke. So for the first time in 7 years, we could not broadcast over the antenna until we got somebody to climb the tower. And then we moved studios, which, I mean, we joke about doing a lot, but we've really only moved buildings three times in 7 years. And this was the fourth time. When we moved, the computer, the main computer, which we have been using for 7 years, decided to break down. And that was, I think, the first day of April. So, within the course of February 2021, we have had our first unpleasant dealings. Not unpleasant because the FCC is unpleasant, just, you know, having to produce information because somebody complained, and so on and so forth. So we've had that going on. Then we had the antenna have an issue for the first time, and then we had the main computer have an issue for the first time. So all this has happened in the course of about maybe less than 3 months. So the reason I bring this up to spirituality, higher power, so on and so forth, is when things went awry back in February with the FCC, you know, everybody panicked and said, oh my goodness, we're not going to be able to broadcast through the radio anymore. And I think, you know, that ran through everybody's mind. But when the antenna went down, well, clearly we were not broadcasting over the radio anymore. And then when the computer broke, we certainly were not broadcasting over the radio well anymore. So you learned that people do find other ways to listen. Now, of course, we want to continue to broadcast over the radio. You want to reach as many people as possible. But what it taught us for the first time in 7 years was you can continue to do this out of an office, and people will continue to listen. They'll use their Alexas. They'll use their Google Nests. They'll use their TuneIn apps. They will use their... they'll use the website, which the FCC has nothing to do with. And we probably would pick up a few other outlets should anything happen with the FCC, which I don't think it will, because as I've said many times, the FCC has made it clear many times that they do not want to take stations off the air. And I can't imagine they would want to take this one off the air, because I think we do a good job. So... that's where it stands right now. So that's just the state of the station as we have it. And if anything would change, we will let you know. And I'm sure the newspaper would let you know at this particular point as well. Although, I would say this. If something negative would happen with the FCC at this point, I think the response to the newspaper would be a little different. I think it would be more of a positive response that through this last 2 months, we have learned that our audience does stick with us and that we would continue on just like nothing happened on TuneIn and on the internet, as well as over the Alexas and the Google Nests. So that's that. That's the state of the station this morning. And we'll see how it goes, and we'll update you accordingly. Now, beyond that, what else did I want to talk about this morning? Oh, yesterday I ran into so many people. After, at the end of the show yesterday, I told everybody of my medical travails on, I guess it was it Monday night? Yeah, this is Wednesday. Would have been Monday night, in which I did not get to bed until after 3 o'clock, and then had to be in here, so I got about 4 hours sleep last night. Now, is last night the night that just happened, or is last night the night before? Well, I'm going to say Monday into Tuesday, so it makes sense. And I only got 4 hours sleep. I ran into people yesterday who said, I hope you get more sleep tonight. I hope you're feeling okay. I hope everything is okay with you. I got messages on the internet that pretty well said the same thing. And I really do appreciate that, that people did care that I did not get much sleep and that people were concerned with my reasoning for going to the emergency room. So I appreciate any, and I know they're all listening right now because that's where they heard it yesterday. So I appreciate everybody who inquired yesterday, who happened to see me in public, or anybody who sent me a message on the internet. Thank you very much. I really, really, really do appreciate that. And I am okay as far as I know, although I will tell you this. This is a whole new thing to me because I really have not been sick in a long time. And I'm not even sure that I'm sick right now physically. But other people mentally would say other things. But here is something new that I had never had. You know, and I'm sure a lot of you have this out there. This thing called My Chart, where all your test results are sent to this internet site, which you can go to and look at all your test results, which you never could have done before. You know, the test results would come in, the doctor or nurse would look at them, they would tell you what, you know, good or bad, and that was it. Well, now you can actually see the numbers. You can see what your sugar level was, your glucose. You can see what your magnesium was. You can see what your kidney functions were. You can see what your EKG was. You can see all of this stuff. Now, I did not get a chance to look at it yesterday until last night. They'd sent me an email saying, you know, your My Chart has been updated and you can see your test results. So I went in and there was like 8 or 10 things in there. I didn't realize they ran that many tests. So I went in there and I was looking at My Chart, and My Chart is very handy to the degree that it tells you what your, blood work was or your EKG or your chest x-ray or all that, it tells you what yours is, but then over to the side, it also gives you what the normal level is. Because who would know what the normal level for magnesium is, or all these other things that they test for? So I find that very fascinating. But I also think that it can make you a little nuts, because you look down through these things, and if any of your numbers are outside the level that they say are normal, you start to think, oh no, this could be bad. Because my feeling is, when you get out of the hospital, when they don't keep you after they run all these tests, you start to feel pretty good, even if you didn't feel good when you went in. Because you say, well, hey, they ran all these tests and everything must be good, so I must just have some kind of a bug, or maybe had some kind of weird reaction. You know, the mind does weird things. Maybe that's what happened. But then you look at your my chart, and now you've been out of the hospital for a day or so. And you start to look at your my chart, and you're reading all these things that you had no idea that they even tested. And you start to think, well, is that okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? And I think it makes you a little kind of nutty. Now, maybe that's just me, but I thought I would bring this up this morning before we get on to what I was talking about is going to make this a very unique day. But has anybody had any experience with this my chart and going on to review all of the tests that are run and seeing your test results? And do you like this? Also, does anybody want to say anything in regard to my experience with the ER on, I guess it would be Monday night into Tuesday? Because I told that story at the end of the program yesterday, and we did not have much time at the end to take calls, and we pretty much took calls right up till the top of the hour. So if you had anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you asked, Scott, the part is excellent. It's Ohio Health, and they own about at least half the medical facilities in this area. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it works on the phone. You just log in, and even when I went to the ER like 10 years ago, it was there before they even had the MyChart. And so, yeah, you get test results. I can compare them to results that I had taken privately a few months ago. And it'll remind you to get an appointment, what you might be due for, what the results were. And you can request prescription refills. I've done that myself also. So it is excellent. And I think the privacy and security is good, too. So, I mean, Ohio Health has a monopoly, but this is one way that they're using it well, I think. So I'm definitely a fan. I was really impressed by how easy to use it is and how robust when I first tried it a few years ago.
Well, what's surprising to me is that, you know, years ago when you went to the doctor, the doctor would come in and they'd say everything's fine, but you never knew what they had really tested for, and you never knew what your exact levels were. Like the other night, I had no idea that they had tested my glucose, my sugar. I had no idea they had tested my kidney function or magnesium or all these things, and you see exactly what they are as of this date. But that was not reported to me while I was in the hospital because I was there for another issue. But you get to see what the results are.
They should tell you. I mean, I always make sure I know exactly what's being done. I'll and they're not going to do anything without my permission or a very good reason. So,
well, I knew they were taking the blood test, but I guess,
yeah, I would think they're testing for minerals that could be related to your condition. They want to be sure it's not something real serious. It's probably just the stress and maybe a panic attack. I mean, thankfully you're fine. You know, we got a little worried, but the fact that you're getting the tests is an indication that, you know, at the milestone birthday you just had, you are in great health. You know, you have the body of a man who's probably 10 or 15 years younger. So,
well, you know, it was good.
In the end, I think it's good.
I'll tell you what the MyChart did for me, because normally I would not see all of these results, and that mine all fall within the normal rate, and that, you know, everything the other night, chest x-ray, blood pressure, heart rate, You know, everything they did, chest, EKG, that it all came back normal. You know, that you feel better when you're walking out of there because you say, hey, you know, it's not that stuff because you don't know when you're going in. And heart enzymes and all that, testing all of that, because I really am on no medication for anything like that, blood pressure or cholesterol or sugar or anything like that. So that's good to know. But I will tell you this. It has been a stressful, 3 months, but all these things, as I laid out this morning, the FCC, the station move, the computer going down, the antenna issue, none of these things in the grand scheme of things would stop the operation of this station. And so, you know, at this point, I just write it off and say, what will be, I can't control the outcome. I couldn't control if the computer was going to break down. I can't control the wind blowing the antenna. I can't control the FCC's decisions. So you just take them, and it's never, and this is my motto in life, it's never what happens to you, it's what you do about it.
Yeah, it's the result. And in the end, I like to think we can turn something bad into something good, as it was worrisome, and I wasn't aware about it until you talked about it on the air, but you got tests back, and you're in perfect health, which is great, and it could be a panic attack. Some stress can do that. You know, me, I told you, despite how happy I might sound, I'm in depression right now because of the state of the world. I don't really see it getting any better.
There's
scarring and permanent changes, which have, you know, put it mildly, I'm less than thrilled about.
Well, the funny thing
about... Yeah, keep a positive attitude and keep your chin up and got to find the good in life.
Well, the funny thing is, to be honest with you, as I was telling, I don't know if I said it yesterday, but this incident where I had a little shortness of breath and where I started to get a little overheated happened in a public place where nothing was on my mind. I was not feeling depressed about anything. I was not upset about anything. And it went away as soon as I went outside. So I don't know, you know, if it was just a biological thing. I don't, maybe it was something suppressed in my mind that creeped up on me. But as far as being able to tell you what happened, I really couldn't. Now that everything's come back good.
Do they test for allergies? I mean, you know, I have hay fever and seasonal allergies, and that's pretty common in this area. I mowed the lawn yesterday for the first time, and I could feel the ragweed or whatever it is that I was breathing. So I don't know if you have that. It's pretty common in this area. But it'll go. Your body will fight it naturally. It'll go away.
Well, that's right. And you know, that was, I think that was some, I mean, they said, which of course they do, they said, well, you know, it could be a panic attack. It could have been allergies. It could have been, you know, they named off a number of things that were not really heavy-duty medical. And once they tested the heart enzymes, the EKG, and the chest x-ray, and those all came back normal, as well as the other blood work, they pretty well said, you know, you certainly did not have a heart attack, you don't have any coronary artery disease, you don't have congestive heart failure, you know, all these things they check for. You don't have any of this.
Your cholesterol was good, that's always an issue at any age.
Yeah, they said everything, I forget exactly how it was explained to me, but the EKG proved that there had not been a heart attack because there were not any odd rhythms, and then the heart enzymes proved that there had not been any damage to the heart in my life because proteins would be leaking out or numbers would be off. And coronary artery disease would also cause a change in the enzymes to the heart because not enough blood flow would be getting to the heart. So they did not, with those numbers being normal, they didn't see any issue. So they, you know, the cholesterol is obviously not gumming up the heart.
Yeah, and I have a blood pressure machine. I check my blood pressure regularly. And at my age, PSA is the big one, and it actually went down quite a bit in the last test. I'm not really even sure why. But I guess that's good. But tests have a margin of error, so it's good to get them checked regularly. And I see it, Scott, if you have a healthy lifestyle, you're actually healthier in middle age because you're too old to get the childhood illnesses and childhood issues, especially men. Our bodies develop into our early to mid-20s. And me especially, I was a late bloomer. I was probably 30 before I was fully mature. I mean, I was an early bloomer intellectually and a late bloomer biologically or physiologically. And then, you know, if you're under 65 or 70 and in good health, you're middle-aged, and you won't get the problems of someone who's older. So I mean, to me, you're at the perfect age for being healthy. And I guess in the end, you got a clean bill of health. So although it was a scare, you ended out on the right side. And
well, you know what else? You know what else it did for me? I thought, you know, and this is maybe a little bit of gallo humor, but I thought, you know, if I keel over now, at least they'll have all these tests saying the other night that I was fine. So whatever I would keel over from would certainly, I think, not only have been a mystery to me, but it would be a mystery to them at this point.
I guess out of curiosity, did they test for COVID or ask about COVID?
They did.
Seems to be the main question now, as I don't want to get into too much controversy, but that's one of the things that they would look for. But I would say that's something cardiovascular related, and your cholesterol is good, and your heart's good with no damage, and that diabetes being a possibility. It ends up being good, and it probably just was a panic attack. And we get panic attacks in different ways. I mean, I get them. I guess if my heart races, I'm just kind of used to it. It just depends what your threshold is and what you're used to. I'm a jittery person, so it's something that doesn't surprise you. But I think your general persona, Scott, is more laid back, so it would be more alarming.
Well, and you know what?
A
lot of people ask, I think we even had this conversation yesterday with somebody who called about my laid back personality, and I think it comes from the idea that I have learned that the only way things end are if you want them to end. And I guess maybe the FCC thing is on my mind this morning just because more papers were sent in last night. And I think, you know, people try to control things that they can't control. I don't work for the FCC. Now, if they ask me to produce something, I would produce it. If they ask the board of this station to produce something, I'm sure they're going to produce it. But I can't control their decisions. I don't work for them. They're not my buddies.
Well, I think actually said they're on our side. They know that radio is. I don't think radio is dying. I think actually talk radio and sports radio are actually on an upswing. But music radio, which we're not, certainly is past its peak, and I don't see that changing, unfortunately. And they want to keep stations on the air, especially in a community LPFM. The last thing they want to do is take any action. So I see they're on our side, almost like a probation officer. Probation officer wants you to succeed. Everybody loses if somebody relapses and goes to jail. The probation officer feels like I failed, even though you can't always control it. In our case, we're doing so much in the accountability end. And the whole thing is ridiculous to begin with. I mean, it was beyond comical years ago, as you know.
I guess my point in the situation was, because I can't control things like that, should something not end up in the favor of this station, you know, I was already thinking, like, the last 2 weeks when the antenna was damaged, when the computer went down, I started thinking to myself, okay, well, what are ways we can continue programming, obviously not being on the air at full strength? And we were able to do that, because TuneIn is there, the website's there. We did not get to Facebook Live, but that can be done. There are archives, which can be turned into basic podcasts. So, you know, you wouldn't go away. It's not like the creativity would go away. And as a matter of fact, I think a lot of these things, you know, I learned this a long time ago. When radio came in, newspapers thought it was a fad. Well, it wasn't. And then when television came in, radio thought it was a fad, and it wasn't. And then the internet came in, and television thought it was a fad, and it's not. And that's what you have to learn. These are all mediums of mass information. And as long as you do them in a professional way, I don't think it matters which one you work in.
We can also exist. And the main thing about broadcast radio is if it's talk or sports, something which is regional and isn't where you can just say, Alexa, play this song, then it's going to succeed. And as I said, it's kind of a silly analogy, but I'm just thinking the FCC is like a probation officer. They want us to succeed. And it's almost like they fail if we do. And they realize that this complaint, you know, from this person whose first name starts with an S, is ridiculous, if not criminal. Like, I think it's criminal. And it once it goes away, it'll never come back, as I think he'll be put on the no complaints accepted. But, you know, the boy who cried wolf is kind of what it is, kind of list, and hopefully be prosecuted.
Well, we shall see what happens.
Yeah, we come out very strong, as we're not going to put up with it.
Well, I guess this is what I would say. In the final analysis of this whole thing, I don't see it as any kind of a loss. I think people get very romanticized about the idea with being over the air, but it's funny because the same people will say, oh my goodness, the signal strength is not good today, and we're not getting here, and can't we do this? Well, you know, the internet does all that on its own. And also, you know, in television years ago, and everybody would tell you this, time was a very important thing. If your show was on 8:30 Tuesday nights, my goodness, you had to be at home at 8:30 on Tuesday night to watch that show. That is almost non-existent now because of DVRs.
It's like immediacy of being able to listen live and call live like I'm doing, even though we can still listen.
Well, that would still happen. You know, and I think this is the mistake. You know, and this is what being a pioneer is about. You know, when WMRN started here in Marion, there's a lot written up about being pioneer radio broadcasters. Well, I think there's something to being pioneer internet broadcasters, because I think there are some things, which I'm not going to reveal on the air, but that people who do internet radio stations are people who do podcasts. People who do those things do not do locally. And I think those are the major mistakes why people don't listen to those things on a regular basis. But I think we have the upper hand, being a functional radio station for 7 years, would have on those stations. So, you know, it's just not that anything bad's going to happen, but you always have a plan B in case something does, because you certainly don't plan on going away.
And the Facebook Live you can do anytime. I sometimes do my show on Facebook Live.
I may
do that tomorrow afternoon. That might be a good time. So it's kind of fun. Say hi to people. Ask them to call. That sometimes happens. So there are many, many ways to broadcast, but you like the idea of the old-fashioned, just going in the car, you know, especially if it's an older car, and cruising around town and listening over the air. There's something about that, a mystique about that, that will never go away.
There is, but I just, and like I say, I'm not against it, but what I do think's interesting is that more and more people, when I bring up, I don't know what's changing in the world, but they'll say, well, how can I listen to you? And I'll say, well, 107.1 FM. Well, my car doesn't have a radio. I don't own a radio. We don't have a radio at work. And then I say, well, you can listen on TuneIn, and that inevitably is where it goes. And I know 90% of the people who are listening to me, who message me in the morning, are all from TuneIn. I know that they're not listening on a radio. So,
you're not listening
on a radio.
Yeah, unfortunately, where I live, I can't get the station locally, but I'd like to. I mean, I've gotten the station, you know, 15 miles to my north on a good day, so it's close. But I wish I could, but it would take a pretty powerful, take a fairly powerful station. FM doesn't propagate like AM does.
So, you know, like I say, at this point, we will just see, but just everybody should know that one day, you know, heaven forbid, if the antenna or transmitter is turned off like it was for one day in the past, or during this last bit, which had nothing to do with the FCC, if that should happen, you can always tune on your TuneIn, you can always tune on your Facebook, you can always tune on the website. That will not go away, no matter what's going on.
Many different options. But, okay, well, I'm glad your health is good, Scott. I was certainly concerned.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Adam.
The fact that the test came back positive.
Yes.
Meaning not positive for a condition, but positive in terms of good health.
Right. Negative in terms of the condition, positive in terms of health.
I guess in that case, negative or positive almost mean the same thing. I want to clarify that. Yeah, positive for good health. And again, I think you're in that age where you're too old for the childhood or early adulthood maladies and too young for the problems of later middle age or old age. So the good news is you will be around for a long, long, long time with more great shows, and we're all very happy about that.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, and here we are. Phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on chiming in. 740-383-9944. But I tell you, this whole have a plan B thing, I say that to everybody. That is not something that I've just come up with in the last couple months in regard to radio. If you talk to anybody who knows me, who I am fairly close with, they will tell you that I always say, have a plan B. Even though plan A is working, even though plan A is going well, have a plan B. That way, if something happens to plan A, you're not so shocked. And you can go right into plan B and operate in that way. I just think it's very important to have a plan B. Again, phone lines are open if you want to talk. What do you think about this My Chart? I know a lot of people have this out there, and I think it's very interesting. As I was going through all the test results last night, it's almost like looking at sports scores. Because you look at what yours are, and then you see the range over to the side of where it should be. And when yours fall in that range, you think, great. Because really, prior to this episode the other night, I really didn't know what my ranges were, certainly going into it. And as I say, I think this is important as well. That now, and I did get more sleep last night, and I think people can probably tell that. I think I'm talking a little more coherent this morning than possibly I was last night. Or, see, I screwed it up there yesterday morning. But if I would keel over now, if I would keel over at this desk right now, people would have all these results from just 2 days ago that said I was fine. So, you know, that would mean a lawsuit. People could file a lawsuit on my behalf saying they should have known something was wrong, or it would be a mystery as to what I keeled over for. And that's all I have to say on that. But if anybody has any thoughts on my chart or just having a plan B in life, what do you think about that? That's an interesting topic that I did not plan on talking about this morning. What do you think about having a plan B? Do you think this is helpful? Do you think this is something that we all should have as we go down the road in life? I don't know. I do. 740-383-9944. Oh, and I'm popless this morning. I'll tell you more about that momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Just put the side rails up on your chair there. You won't
get
over.
No, say that again. Give me that again.
Just put the side rails up on your chair, and you won't
kill
over.
Well, so says the orderly at the hospital the other night. My.
Okay, just wanted to make you laugh.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, that's right. The orderly, and I think he was an orderly. I don't want to misrepresent what he was. But yeah, put the rails up on your bed so you don't keel over. Those were the words of wisdom. Put the sides up so you don't keel over. All right, 45 and a half minutes past the hour. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Here we are talking about my chart, talking about really health in general. You know, it's been a long-term saying, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And have a plan B, though. Have a plan B no matter what. If you always have a plan B, then when plan A follows, you are in good shape. Now, one of the reasons today is very... Well, we're going to take the call, then we'll come back to this because we have plenty of time this morning to talk about this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Like you're talking about all these blood tests and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, they do all that because if they had been running for blood tests on me, they would have never found out what I had.
Oh, so they found out what you had on a blood test?
Yeah.
Good.
So, I wouldn't complain. They ran all kinds of tests. And so, I would wait and get all your results. And I worry about it until you get your results.
Yeah, well, you know, at this point, I do believe I have all my results from the blood test, and according to them, and also according to the internet, my chart, everything seems to fall within the correct level, so I'm happy about that.
Well, they thought mine did too, and they had more testing, and I ended up with enlarged blood cells, platelets, enlarged, or high platelets, So the blood test and everything, for your intestines.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, that was one of the things that was on the test that they did. I remember reading platelets, and it seems that mine were in with the normal range, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, mine, the platelets were high, the platelet count was high, and large of blood cells. So, it was a good thing I had a day. So, actually, think about what I want to say is, you might feel good and whatever it might, but then you got to keep track of it once you get it, find out what's wrong.
Oh, I think you're right. Well, I hope you hope you're out there feeling okay, Bob, and stick with us.
All right, see
you. Bye bye. All right, now see, there you go. That is true, though. You know, it's weird how all these things happen, because Monday morning I was talking about the story I had seen over the weekend about the proliferation of people who were going to WebMD and all of these internet medical websites, and that people don't feel that it's bad. Researchers don't feel that it's bad, but the problem is people don't follow up. And they think they have self-diagnosed themselves with their illness when it really might not be that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with thinking you might have something, but you really do have to go in, because 9 times out of 10, if you go into a doctor or a hospital, they're going to order blood work. And they do test for an awful lot of things in your blood work. And you might find something that you thought you never had. And one of those big ones is glucose, diabetes. A lot of times, diabetes glucose is found on a random blood test. The person doesn't feel bad. The person didn't go in because of diabetes, but they find out, because if you don't have diabetes, you don't test your blood every day. They find out on a random blood test that your number is high. A matter of fact, there are two people who I know who got diagnosed with diabetes, I'm not going to say late in life, but let's say middle-aged, and it was all done on a random blood test because they didn't feel good, and they obviously thought it was something else, but because that random blood test was done, they both found out that they were diabetics and have been treated ever since as diabetics. And when you let a problem like that go, you know, diabetes is a particularly scary one to me, because if you don't pay attention to that, if you don't follow that, that can be one of the deadliest illnesses out there. You know, your risk for heart disease, heart attack, stroke, amputations all go up tremendously when you have diabetes, especially uncontrolled, if you don't follow the rules, if you don't take your medication. So that's very, very, very important, diet when it comes to diabetes. But that's also a tough one for people to understand. You know, it's very interesting to me, and I'm going to use a very vivid example here. But when people get diagnosed with cancer, most people start paying very close attention to that. They go to their appointments, they take their medicine, they go to their treatments if that's necessary, they have the surgeries if that's called for. They really take care of that because they see cancer as life and death. But people do not see diabetes as life and death. I have seen people miss diabetes appointments. I have seen people skip out on seeing the dietitian. I have seen people who continue to drink and eat sugary foods, even though they are diagnosed as diabetic. I have seen people who are told to keep track of their blood sugar levels, and they don't. And I think it's because they don't see it like cancer, yet the ravages it can cause, amputations, loss of eyesight, narrowing of arteries, heart disease, heart attack, stroke, people don't think about that. And I'm not going to say the percentage, I used to know the percentage, but it raises your percentage astronomically when you have diabetes, for those other illnesses that can kill you or that can certainly hamper you. So, you know, I'm not telling anybody who's diabetic anything, because I'm not diabetic and I'm not a doctor. But I understand that nobody's going to lay off sugar altogether, because you know what? Everybody sometime wants a cookie. Everybody sometime wants a piece of cake. Everybody wants a piece of candy or a candy bar. I'm not saying stop it altogether, but just keep an eye on it. You know, don't eat 10 candy bars. And if you do eat a candy bar, check your blood sugar a couple hours later. See where it is. And if it's skyrocketed, don't do that again unless it comes back down. Or just check your blood sugar every day to make sure it is at a normal level. If it is at a normal level every day, I don't think the occasional bit of sugar is going to hurt you. These are just my opinions. And again, I am not a medical doctor. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any opinions on any of this. 740-383-9944. You know, diabetes has always been a very close one to me, even though I've never been diabetic, and as of Monday into Tuesday night, I still am not diabetic. I have known a lot of diabetics. Now, honestly, diabetes, if I look at my family tree, my mother and father, there's no diabetes there. And my grandparents, I believe, you know, I really don't know about the one pair, to be honest with you. Nobody died of diabetes, let's put it that way. But one of my grandparents was a diabetic, but it was just the kind that you controlled with a pill, and he was so adamant about taking those pills and not eating sugar that it never progressed beyond that. It always was just the pill, and he never had any amputations or trouble with his eyes or strokes or heart attacks. So that's really what the diabetes looks like in my family. But if you go deep into my family tree, I think one of my grandmother's mother's family was really heavy with diabetes, but you know what? They lived to be old. They all lived, you know, I mean, old in that time. It would have been late 1800s, early 1900s. You know, they lived to 70 and 80 and ages like that that were certainly not the life expectancy back then. A lot of them did have complications because of the diabetes, but they certainly did live through it. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you have a plan B in life? Do you ever deal with this My Chart thing? What do you think of that as an innovation in the world of medicine? And diabetes is also an interesting subject to talk about. Do you watch your diabetes if you have it? Do you know somebody? You don't have to say your name or anybody else's, but do you know someone who has diabetes who really does not watch it? Why is diabetes not thought of like other illnesses? I really don't understand that. I can say this, I guess, because I'm not diabetic, but if I ever became diabetic, I really would watch it. I would think that that was very important to keep under control. I kind of eat a diabetic diet now, though. To be honest with you, I do not eat sugar on a regular basis. I do not eat carbohydrates on a regular basis. And generally, that started a long time ago. That started right out of high school. Just because I felt that a lot of those things were not healthy and conducive to a healthy lifestyle. So I'm not saying I don't have dessert, and I'm not saying I don't have a hamburger from time to time or eat pizza or do all of that stuff. But in my house, if I'm alone or if I'm having dinner, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be anything with carbs or sugar. But if I'm at a party or something, Thanksgiving, Christmas, yeah, if there's a pie there and I want a piece of it, I'll eat it. Cake, same thing. you know, sometimes I'll get the wrong soda in the morning. They'll give me a regular. I'll drink it. But it's not something I do regularly. So maybe that is the true definition of moderation when it comes to diabetes. 57 and a half minutes past the hour here. Any thoughts? 740-383-9944. And I guess we still like to hear how we're picking up all over town. Last night we did not have any issues with the sound as far as it being turned down like the night before. And I think we have calibrated the soundboard to the studio so people can hear us okay again, which is very good. There for a while, people were saying, oh, there's an echo in the line, we can't hear you, it sounds awful, it sounds mashy, it sounds mushy, it sounds tinny. Thank goodness I think we're past that at this particular point. I'm not going to bring up what's going to happen here this morning in Marion until next hour, because it will happen next hour, and maybe we'll have the information before we go off the air today. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be on with Glenn today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, so we will have the information and what's going to happen here in the next hour in Marion before we go off the air today, but we'll talk about that. We'll save that for next hour. Don't forget Glenn Coble and I today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 until 1 p.m., and then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m., all here on WWGH Radio. And I did not get a pop this morning. Now, I was just running so far behind. I honestly think that I overslept this morning. Even though I did get up before the alarm, I think I was still asleep when the alarm went off. I was up, but I was not awake. And I think I walked around in a daze for about 15 minutes, which put me too far behind to stop and get a drink. Although, as I passed the place where I get my drink, I did think about it this morning. Because it's hard for me to pass by and not get a drink. But we're improving this morning. We're going to come back after this break. Going to talk about the events that will happen next hour here in Marion. And we'll give you the news as soon as we have it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. I went to the chief. and George Bush didn't quite know what to do. But Barbara just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host